key changes this year is that, one, we're streamlining a lot of things. What we did is went and did the due diligence to understand how many things do we ask of agencies throughout the year, and how can we use portfolio set as our primary mechanism to roll all that up. And we're basically going from about 30 separate information collections where we go out to agencies and ask them for information to three. And it's really centered around kind of the three concepts we drove: the why, the what, and the results. And the why is formulated in something we call the Information Resources Management Plan. So this is called for in statute. It's a place that we've had agencies do some work, but we've brought in a lot of extra stuff to integrate that into one aspect and one report. So agencies basically tell us, you know, what information do you have, what resources do you have, and how are you going to go forward and do consolidation and drive efficiency and other things. A lot of the consolidation and efficiency work is then driven in their enterprise roadmap. That's the what. You know, how are you actually going to go and build common systems and pull in things that you're doing across the agency and that, or the department. And then the last part of it is really focused on the results. This is our integrated data collection process, which we're going to do on a quarterly basis. We're asking agencies to report back to us, what are the results of the work you've been doing coming from the Information Resource Management Plan and the Enterprise Roadmap? What are you seeing out of that? Are you saving? Are you consolidating? Are you driving for optimization and other things? So we're really excited as our agencies to get this stuff into more of a streamlined motion. It's more predictable for them, and it's a place where we can really come together as a community and understand what do we drive in a consistent way across the whole of government, not just the department.
I think agencies will be very pleased to know that they're going from 30 information collections to three. That alone may just get you a little bit of a honeymoon period for Portfolio Stat. How did you come to the conclusion that those three are the right three versus five versus two?
What we looked for were areas within either existing statute or existing procedures where we were getting the most value out of the reports that were coming in. And we saw the IRM plan, the enterprise roadmap, were two areas where we said, hey, this is most of what we want to know is here. If we take a lot from the other ones and roll them up into these two, we can actually get pretty streamlined. We needed to do the due diligence here as much as we're asking agencies to do, to say, hey, how can we go out and reduce duplication? If you look across those 30 that we were asking people for, there was actually duplication that existed there. We're often asking for the same thing or maybe slight variations of the same thing across many of them. And we said we need to create some centers of gravity that really get to where we want to go. The second part is about really how you one should manage. You know, great management starts from setting great objective, then coming up with tactics on how you're going to get to that objective, and then measuring the results of that and understanding how close did I come, how can I quickly learn and iterate and get through this process.
One of the other pieces of change to Portfolio Stat 2 is the consolidation integration of the data center consolidation initiative. One of the things you say in the memo, it must be optimized for total cost of ownership. The task force for the federal data center consolidation initiative will develop energy facility, labor storage, virtualization, cost per operating system metrics. Talk about that decision to change that initiative and how that fits into this broader one around Portfolio Stat 2.
Yeah, we're actually expanding scope in a few areas in Portfolio Stat V2, including bringing in some of the strategic sourcing work, the digital strategy, and others, as well as the data center consolidation work. And what was obvious to me as we ran through the process of Portfolio Stat V1, while having a separate and distinct data center objective, was the focus of the data center work was largely closures. Let's get a good inventory and continually improve the inventory that we get, and then let's focus on a closure goal. And what I was noticing is that a few things were happening. One is we weren't incentivizing the right behavior by just focusing on closures. If you literally tell someone that has two data centers that are next door to each other, I need you to really only have one data center, some people might take down the wall between the two data centers that makes two turn into one, or pick up a lot of small data centers, move them to a big room through forklift, and consolidate that way. When at the end of the day, those data centers aren't using fewer resources, they aren't providing better service to constituents inside the department or to Americans on the outside, they aren't optimized, they aren't using less electricity and all of that stuff. And so what you really want to drive is a motion that says, how can I create an incentive structure and a model that I can measure within this that actually focuses less on closures and more on optimization. You're going to get closures faster, I think, if you optimize the data center and drive that behavior. And so what we did is we folded the data center work into PortfolioStat and said, you know, as you're running through this PortfolioStat processing and rationalizing, you know, what am I running on the commodity IT side? How am I delivering mission value inside my agency? And how am I, you know, making smart decisions about what to shift to cloud and other things? The end product of that, I think, will be an optimized data center. And an optimized data center is really the ends of a broader means that is really about how do I focus on some things. And so we took the data center work and redefined our inventory through some new measurements that we're now rolling out that basically defines this concept of core data centers. So it's data centers where you really want them to be the center of gravity, and we measure a lot of the things you mentioned to say how are we gonna get to these core data centers. And then set on top of it, the non-core data centers, the rest of the ones in the inventory, we want to then either move those into core through these optimization exercises or close them down altogether and make them obsolete through the optimization exercises. And so I think you'll see a different set of behaviors that get us to what I think is a better result as part of this.
When you talk about core data centers versus non-core, are you defining core data centers as, you know, 5,000 square feet, so much usage, or using it, are you defining core more broadly to say these are your data centers that you use for the majority of your agency's work?
Kind of more of the latter. What we're actually doing is we came up with 9 measures that you score your data center against these 9 measures, and they're much more focused on the optimization side. So they would do things like PUE or amount of power per square foot. Is the data center independently metered? What's your utilization percentages, things like that, cost per OS, per instance. Many people are running these in virtualized environments. And so we're looking at these optimization metrics and saying, if you score on a level of 9 metrics in the first wave of this, if you score a 6 or greater, meaning that you have 6 of those capabilities you satisfy, you could then, up to your discretion, deem that data center a core data center. And what that does is it incents the agencies to score higher, and we're going to evolve those metrics over time to ensure we're creating this spirit of continuous improvement. And we're going to look at how do you then take the non-core data centers, so the ones that don't satisfy 6 of these 9, and think about how do I either move them up to core or move them into a core data center, the workloads that they're satisfying, or move those into a cloud motion as well. And so we're getting much more diligent, I think, in measuring, and the focus is much more around optimization.
The cynical side of me wants to say the change in the data center comes from, in part, because some pressure maybe from Congress, who is, you know, there's maybe some concern on Capitol Hill that says, wait a minute, I want you to close data centers, but not in my district. Did that play any kind of role in the way you guys are looking at it? I mean, not necessarily Congressman so-and-so coming to you and complaining, but just that added pressure?
No, not at all. You know, the conversations I have with Congress are really about how are we providing better service to the American people? How are we, you know, building better productivity inside agencies. I've definitely read and heard a little bit about people discussing data center closures in different places, but it, you know, largely highly inefficient data center isn't, you know, a great shining star for any congressional district or government. I think people are looking to drive optimization and efficiency both inside and outside of government, and that's the goal here.